Civil society organizations are key players in this week's Global Nutrition Conference, as they are tasked with making sure political promises are kept. In a speech delivered today at the Università degli Studi Roma III, Director General of the Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, José Graziano de Silva, addressed a group of representatives from non-governmental organizations around the world who have gathered in Rome to participate in the second International Conference on Nutrition. According to Graziano de Silva, civil society has a key role to play in giving voices to the hungry, pushing governments and other stakeholders forward, demanding results and accountability.
I welcome the vision statement on nutrition that you have put forward. I have read it carefully and believe that it's a valuable contribution. You identify four pillars for nutrition. They cover the important issues that need to be considered. You highlight the role that, in your view, the UN system and FAO and WHO in particular should play. I thank you for your trust and understanding that nutrition is a central part of our mandate. In fact, raising nutrition levels is one of the purposes that led FAO's creation. FAO will not back away from its responsibility in nutrition.
Flavio Valente, Secretary General of FIAN, the Food First Information and Action Network, and the main speaker for today's civil society event, believes that FAO's views are in line with what CSOs think.
We have hooks to hold to, but we think that it will depend a lot on the mobilization of civil society to guarantee that.
Lucy Sullivan, Executive Director of 1000 Days, an initiative launched to promote greater action and investment in maternal and young child nutrition, elaborates on a few policy measures she hopes will be covered at ICN2.
I definitely hope that countries are actually going to stand up and make commitments in terms of the policy actions that they're going to implement to improve food systems, to actually tackle all forms of malnutrition. I think the Framework for Action document that was negotiated is a pretty good document. It ended up being, of course, a voluntary document, which means we can't enforce it. So it's up to country governments themselves to sort of stand up and actually make commitments and take what was in that Framework for Action, a lot of those policy recommendations, and make them a reality. Curtailing food marketing, for example, labeling, getting trans fats out of the food system, reducing sugar, all of these things that are contributing to obesity and non-communicable diseases. Also looking forward to countries actually making commitments to reduce rates of stunting and wasting.
According to Stefano Prato, civil society would like to see more coherent governance on nutrition and food systems.
We would like that the governance of nutrition is, rather than being considered somehow separated and interpreted as a fairly technical issue, is brought back and re-embedded closely with the functioning of food systems, particularly local food systems, and more broadly addressed in the context of the social, economic, and cultural determinants that actually generate many conditions of malnutrition. We therefore expect the follow-up to be firmly embedded into the normative and regulatory processes of WHO and FAO, first and foremost. And secondly, that the follow-up is clearly understood to be within the Committee on World Food Security. And we feel that is the foremost, most inclusive platform in which particularly social movements as well as civil society organizations have a clear mechanism for engagement.
More than 90 ministers and hundreds of government officials will attend ICN2, which starts Wednesday, November 19th and ends Friday, November 21st at FAO headquarters in Rome.